former Everton captain, former Everton European Cup winners' cup captain, Kevin Radcliffe. Kev, we're sort of an hour and a half or so away from kick-off now. How do you see this one panning out?
Well, it's depending how we go about it, I think, ourselves. It can become very difficult for us if we sit in and let them play. But if we surprise them and get at them a little bit, then I think we can make things a little bit easier for ourselves. But I think if we sit back and just let them come at us, I think, you're asking for trouble. So hopefully we put a little bit more, get up and get at them, pressurise them high up the pitch. Because technically, the Ukrainians, the Russians, they knock the ball about, little nippy, tappy 1-2s in and around the box. It's depending on the pitch is. I mean, the pitch looks okay from a distance.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see how much it cuts up once you start warming up on it. And then we'll get a general idea what it's like. That might actually help us if it does cut up a little bit.
Okay.
It will sort of stop the flow of the way that maybe Kiev are going to play.
Because the feeling was in the first leg, after Everton came back in, equalised and started to put the pressure on them, Kiev retreated a little bit and we didn't, and they sort of retreated into the shells. Are you expecting them to be, as you say,
I think they'll be on the front foot. They'll want to come here. They'll come out and get at us and cause as many problems as they can, maybe get an early goal. I think if we can take resilience in the first 30, 35 minutes, then, that's when you're in with the shell. If it's 0-0 then. But you've got to remember is they only need the one goal. People think, you look at the result 2-1, it's not a great result. I think it's a great result for Kiev. Now we've got to show what we're about now, coming away to places like this, against young boys. We did a good job at home, other than a disaster, we were always going to go through, I felt. But this is a different kettle of fish. We're now in the stage where the big boys, and they've got great experience in Russia of Dynamo. So it's not going to be easy. I think we've got to work for what we get. And if we get through, then I think it'll be an absolute fantastic result tonight.
Well, it'd be the first time in 30 years that they've reached the quarter-final stage, and obviously that great campaign that you guys had.
Yeah, but you remember these lads have played more matches this season than I played in the whole of European games in one season.
Yeah.
So in the seasons that I was at Everton, they played more games in the one season, obviously with it being a league now, and then obviously you go to a knockout stage. It seems to be a lot more teams, but it's not a lot more teams, a lot more countries. Interesting, but this is it now. You look at the teams that are left in the competition, and it's going to get better and better as you progress. The teams, it's one that you can't afford to make mistakes.
No. Just finally, Kevin, when we spoke about what we think Kiev are going to be like, but what about Everton? And did you take from the first leg last week that Lukaku on fire can actually petrify this back four?
Well, Lukaku, when he's on fire, he can petrify any back four. So, yes is the answer. He seems to have thrived on the European campaign. And his goal tally is good. I think if you look back to the Young Boys game over in Bern, then it's a bit unlucky he never scored 4 or 5 goals. He got a couple, but he could have easily had a hat-trick, he could have easily had 4 goals and maybe even 5. The chances were being created, that's the main thing, the chances were being created, and he was getting in there, so that's a good positive thing. Hopefully he can take that next step further forward by scoring more goals.
Okay, top man.